Hi, my name is Tony. I'm a senior program manager with Microsoft, and I'm here to give you an overview of a WESP presentation titled Delivering a Secure and Fast Boot Experience with UEFI. The interesting thing about this presentation is it's actually a rehash of a build presentation given by Ari Vanderhoven under the same title. Ari and I have a distinct pleasure of working together in the UEFI space, and so it was my privilege to rehash what Ari had given in Anaheim and perhaps add a little bit more content in the slide deck that we presented in Taiwan. For the slide deck that we presented in Taiwan, a couple of the differences in this particular slide deck were that we introduced some of the key players in the industry. We will get to hear from American Megatrends, Insight Software, Intel Corporation, and Phoenix Technologies. All of these partners are critical in the adoption of UEFI, and it is my distinct pleasure to work with each of them as we march towards Windows 8 launch. And in particular, UEFI is also driving performance improvements, as you will hear about in the slides following this on the WESP website. You are also going to hear more about how we use UEFI to harden the system against malware attacks, thereby improving security, and also how does UEFI improve reliability of a system during the boot time as well. So in the UEFI space, as we try to reimagine what the boot experience looks like, there's opportunities for both the graphics and performance and security to improve. But what I really would like to point out in this particular slide deck is design guidance, right? So in the design guidance, we talk about how we want the UEFI boot path to be the norm. We talk about how UEFI enables different modes of operation. In particular, UEFI allows us to operate in 32-bit or 64-bit native mode. It supports GPT, so if you're implementing UEFI in a system, it does need to support GPT. Microsoft and our implementation does not support MBR with UEFI. And also, we require GOP as opposed to VGA. And also with our certification requirements, we've added sort of some buckets into where these certification requirements sort of fall into. As we release more information publicly, as those of you who are on the Connect site sort of read, it's kind of important to kind of put context into why the certification requirements are the way they are. In particular, it's very important to note that with Windows 8, our goals, along with performance, is actually to create the most secure release of Windows ever. We have a number of security improvements that are part of Windows 8. You'll also see a session on the WESP site about TPM and the investments we've made with TPM integration into the OS. Those are very exciting. And also with the certification requirements in regards to UEFI, those are really centered around meeting compliance with the NIST 800-147 and FIPS compliant that the U.S. National Institutes of Standards and Technologies are developing for computer systems. We believe that these new standards are excellent standards which will improve security, overall security of the boot path, and our goal is to really make the boot path deterministic and hardened against malware attacks. For GOP support and new graphics requirements in post, the ideal there is really to improve the PC and to give it a modern look and feel. When we talk about modern look and feel, we talk about PCs that post in less than 2 seconds. We talk about PCs that get to the desktop in less than eight, you know, perhaps 6 to 8 seconds. Those are all the reality today. And thanks to UEFI and thanks to the hard work of our partners, we are seeing that really become a reality. There are two other features which are really interesting as well from a security perspective, more for the enterprise. And those have to do with encrypted hard disk drive supports with eDrives. There's a separate session at Windows Ecosystem Summit by Nishanth on this topic. And there's also the Network Key Protector, which is a BitLocker feature which allows systems that are located on a Active Directory domain to bypass the PIN entry screen during boot. So take a look at the security sessions that cover TPM and UEFI, and we discuss our implementation of TPM next. Take also a look at the firmware improvements for security that we include in the follow-on sessions. We also have a session that discusses the improvements of the look and the feel of firmware for the modern PC. We also have another one that discusses best practices for option ROM designs. And we also have a session that describes how UEFI impacts system designs. So those are all really great sessions. Again, I'm thankful to our partners who committed their time and energies to provide us an overview of their viewpoints on UEFI and the different aspects of UEFI. We hope that as you read those, you'll get a better understanding, you'll get clarity around our objectives with UEFI and what we're trying to achieve, and frankly, that you'll join us in adopting UEFI and making UEFI really a success and making Windows 8 a success. For further reading, if you want to refer to more documentation, there's the UEFI specification. The Trusted Computing Group has a terrific paper on measured boot and other aspects of TPM usage, and you can go to their website. Tiano Core, of course, is the reference UEFI implementation for those who want to see what the UEFI is about. There is a portal on Windows, the Dev Center, which discusses Windows and UEFI. And then finally, you can just search for UEFI and MSDN to learn all about the different APIs that exist regarding UEFI. Thank you very much. We hope you gain a lot of information from looking at the sessions. My name is Tony, and I'm a program manager with Microsoft, and thank you for your time.